You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goals.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Yeah. We're ready to play. We got our players. Let's meet the dude first. Representing for the boys today is Brian. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, Brian.
It's a lovely day.
You got some energy. I'm already getting good vibes here.
Feeling good about this?
Well, you know, I woke up for two reasons this morning. To drink some beer and went boys versus girls.
Wow. You're drinking already, huh?
I'm already out of beer. Okay.
All right, Brian. It's a good line.
You're such a dude.
It's a good line.
I woke up this morning to drink beer.
What is your go-to beer, Brian?
We're going to judge you on this. Mm-hmm.
I'm actually a scotch person. I just wanted to use the line.
Scotch. Down into my belly. Well, we can't really talk because we drink Michelob Ultra, so.
Hey, no, nothing wrong with that.
It's quite tasty.
We were at a restaurant's bar just about 2 weeks ago, and I walked up and I had given some grief in a fun way to the guy to my right about something. Then the bartender came over and said, "What are you getting?" I said, "Michelob Ultra." And everybody else at the bar was like, "You were giving that guy crap?" And then you ordered an Ultra? Well, oh, well, sorry.
I don't feel bloated after I drink it.
I know. It's light and refreshing.
Yeah.
Especially the golden one.
Get the prickly pear and cactus, or they have a new pomegranate one. Get the pomegranate one.
No. Brian, good luck to you today, okay?
I don't know if I need it today, but sounds good.
Okay, we'll find out. Missy, he's doing a lot of trash talking already. Are you hearing this?
I'm totally hearing it. I have a major adrenaline rush.
You all fired up? Good. Getting a little shaky?
Let me get my shot at tequila.
Oh my gosh. We got a couple alcoholics on the line.
Wow. Man. Lush is on line 2 and 4. Well,
what do you do for a living, Missy?
I'm a fitness and nutrition therapist.
Fitness?
Yeah, I help people undo all the damage they do to themselves all the time.
I need you. I need you bad.
Yes, I'll tell you what. I've been listening to you for years, and you do need me.
What do you wait a minute?
Whoa.
Only I can say I'm getting fat.
No, I listen to how you talk about food and your struggles, and
that's why we're drinking the Ultra. It's we're hitting that, I'm getting love handles and I don't like it,
Ooh, yeah.
I do look back, however, Missy, on my earlier days, and I am astounded at all of the crap that I would eat when I was young.
I could eat a whole pizza,
young, I'm talking about through my 20s and stuff. Chicken fried steak, and...
Fried everything,
side of mashed taters, and down it with a couple of real beers, and...
Yeah, it is pretty incredible what you can do in your youth.
Yeah.
And then everything slows.
Think about it, our bodies are actually they're not ultimately forgiving, but they're pretty forgiving considering all the junk we put into them.
They're very resilient. Yeah.
I mean, if you opened up your car's gas tank, and you poured in, a Diet Coke or something, how would your car run? And yet we think, we can do all this stuff to ourselves.
Yeah.
Preach it, Dom. Can I hire you as my assistant? You know all the spiel.
Well, what I'll do, Missy, is I'll write your advertising copy for you. How's that?
Fabulous.
Here's the way this game works. Jeremy is going to ask Missy some questions that dudes are probably more likely to know. And then I got questions for Brian that women are probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win. If we are tied after three, we play sudden death overtime. And we also alternate who goes first. Today, it's the boys going first. Brian, are you ready for me?
Let's do this.
All right. Well, here we go. Mega best-selling book, Twilight, actually had 4 sequels. I need you to name any of the sequels to Twilight. Give me any one of them.
Oh, God.
Take a guess.
Twilight and the Half-Blood Moon from Team Jacob.
Very good guess. Just not right. God. You gave it an effort, man. I got to give you that. Jeremy, do you know any of those?
No.
New moon. Eclipse. Breaking Dawn and Midnight Sun.
That's right. All those.
And Stephanie Meyer says she's going to write at least two more, and I guess there's nothing we can do to talk her out of it, man. But she's going to do it whether we like it or not. Back to Missy.
All right, Fitness Missy, here we go. Netflix is releasing a trilogy of horror movies based on the Fear Street books by what famous thriller author?
Stephen King?
No, ma'am. Oh. I actually watched one of these yesterday. I stepped out of my comfort zone and watched a horror movie. R.L. Stine is the author. He's very famous for those Goosebumps books as well.
Yeah. I'm not a horror person either. No, thank you.
Man, they're pretty gruesome.
I'm a little surprised at you, Jeremy. You're not...
I know, but...
You're a scaredy pants.
I liked all the
stuff.
Goosebumps stuff growing up, and I was like, oh, it's an R.L. Stine thing, so... They're nasty, though.
Brian, if a woman is getting electrolysis, what is she doing?
Burning fat.
Good guess. No.
It's veins. Something to do with veins, right?
No. Oh, no, you also know. Get a... She is removing unwanted hair.
Hair, that's what it is.
Unwanted hair, electrolysis.
Oh, boy.
What?
Still 0-0, back to Missy.
Missy. Yeah. What hockey team won the Stanley Cup last night?
That would be the Tampa Bay.
That's good enough.
Yeah, good enough. Lightning, the Tampa Bay. Oh.
That's their second in a row, too. We were talking on the show.
Their second in a row.
Yeah, we might talk about it again in the training report about how I find it personally sad that teams from Canada, who pretty much introduced us to hockey, don't win Stanley Cups anymore. It's all the United States teams that are wearing
America.
No, I know. We're such trophy hogs.
That's so true. Brian, here's the situation. You need this to stay alive. If you get it, that's good. It'll tie it up. But if you miss it, the game is over, and Missy will take a 1-0 victory. After all of your trash talking, too.
Just trying to build a suspense. Let's do this.
All right. So here we go. I am looking for character names. So I don't want the actresses or actors. I want the characters. There were four of them. Name any two characters who were the Golden Girls.
Oh, God. Claire? I want you to enjoy that Red Robin.
You got Dorothy.
Yep.
Rose. Blanche. And Sophia.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. This is the only question I'm sad about missing today. I should have.
Are you? Because you watched it, right?
Yes.
Well, I got to tell you.
Brian.
Yes.
I'll have to put that down as a possible future question. You know, what was that the theme song to?
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, the game is
over. Brian, buddy, he didn't get one, did he?
No, he was all
you got
full
crushed.
Of himself, and then he got nothing.
I was consistent.
Can I just say this before we have to make Brian take his medicine? While you're both on the line, I want to speaking on behalf of my radio partner Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to thank you both for being outstanding examples of Boys Against the Girls.
So much better than what we've been getting. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Oh, you guys are great.
This is how it's done.
I'm a good loser.
You really are. Are you ready for your medicine now?
I am.
Girls rule.
Boom.
You have to chase that with a little scotch, all right?
Yeah.
Brian, thank you for calling. Have a great day, buddy.
Thank you, guys. You guys as well.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Look at Missy.
Look at Missy. Whoop, whoop. Go celebrate with a kale salad.
I will.
So I suppose you'd look down on me if I got the bonsai burger there. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I am the least judgmental. You can eat what you want. It's your responsibility to pay attention to how your body feels.
You just got
to
go run about 14 miles after you do that, right?
No, that's also just as problematic.
All right, make it 10 miles.
Well, we might have to spend some time talking to you. We'll have you back on the show sometime, and you can give us all your top tips. How's
Wrap
that?
Your knees.
Oh, I would love to. I would love to. I don't know if you guys remember, but I am the one and same Missy that convinced you to play this before you went on vacation, and I said I would call in.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And here you are.
I kept my word, and I won for the girl.
Right
on. Yay. Well, we were counting on you, Missy.
I know.
Good
job. All right, listen. If you'll stand by, Mr. Josh will come back, and he's going to have a few words with you, okay?
Okay, thank you. I love you, boys.
Oh, we
love
you.
We love you back.
All right.
I just want to say that my faith is restored.
Yeah, I know,
I am
man.
Absolutely thrilled with the way that game went today.
That one felt good. Brian, big talker.
I get up, I'm going to drink all my beer, and I'm going to win boys against the girls.
Hey, but you know what? You got to have that kind of bravado.
That's right, he did.
Jeremy,
he did
I'd go so far as to say you have to have that kind of bravado for life, period.
Yep. It's good attitude.
I'm going to get up. I'm going to come in today and do a morning radio show, and I'm going to leave it all on the field,
even
man.
If I fail miserably.
Yeah.